sleep my truck and then drive. Cause girl, I'm on a mission. We can stay in the night, but I got one condition.
News. I'm Brian Clark. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations have escalated at some colleges and universities. Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, where police appeared to use tear gas to break up the demonstration. Meanwhile, at Columbia University in New York City, demonstrators barricaded themselves inside of a campus building. Israel and Hamas continue negotiations on a ceasefire that would free hostages, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah with or without a deal. Four law enforcement officers were killed. Members of a U.S. Marshals Service task force are trying to serve a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina.
When they approached that individual, they were met with gunfire. Officers returned gunfire and struck the victim, who was later pronounced deceased in the front yard of the residence.
Charlotte Police Chief Johnny Jennings, three members of the task force, and a Charlotte police officer were killed. This is ABC News. For the first time in a while, gas prices are in reverse, says ABC's Alex Stone at the pump.
Gas prices are coming down finally, not by much, but it's a little bit of relief, the first in weeks, and there could be more to come. The Energy Department reports in the past week the average price of regular unleaded came down a cent and a half to $3.65 a gallon. Analysts say it appears we've hit the seasonal peak of gas prices, a shot up with worries in the Middle East, switches to summer blends of gas, more driving and refinery outages. Now they're stabilizing. The one wild card would be if there are any large hurricanes in the Gulf this summer. Alex Stone, ABC News.
It's back to work today for King Charles. He's resuming his public duties for the first time since announcing his cancer diagnosis, his first official visit, a cancer treatment center. And searchers still looking for a wayward zebra in Washington State. Four got loose and the back of a trailer popped open. Three were caught. That happened over the weekend. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health officials are reassuring people that pasteurized milk from Wisconsin is safe to drink. Dairy cows in other states have come down with the bird flu in recent weeks, but so far there are no reports of bird flu in Wisconsin. In the meantime, dairy farmers are urged to be on the lookout and let health officials know if they have any sick animals. The most conservative U.S. House Republicans may try to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from his post this week. Wisconsin's Brian Stile is against the idea.
It'd be a distraction. What we need to be focused on is the issues of the day. It'd be disappointing if any of my colleagues bring that forward, and hopefully we can keep Speaker Johnson in his job.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. The Republicans' right wing is unhappy with Johnson over the foreign aid package that passed last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Dwayne Gruby, age 75, passed away on March 12th in Phoenix, Arizona. Dwayne is survived by his best friend and wife of nearly 25 years, Bonnie Gruby, by his children, Chad Gruby of Tomahawk, by Cammie Dallacher of Rochester, by Sherry Meyer of Eau Claire, by Brad Meskel of Phillips, and by Valerie Anderson of Eau Claire, further survived by six grandchildren. Dwayne's memorial service will be held Saturday, May 11th at St. Teresa Lisieux Catholic Church, Lake Avenue in Phillips, with visitation beginning at 9 a.m. Memorial service begins at 11 a.m. and a social will follow in the hall at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Dwayne Gruby, age 75. Linda M. Doka, 77, of Milwaukee, died on Saturday, April 27th. She is survived by her daughters, Antoinette, Tony, Slack, Kimberly, Labicki, and further survived by her grandchildren, along with numerous nieces, nephews, and other loved ones. The Heindel Nimskern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Linda M. Doka, 77, of Milwaukee. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimskern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
800-281-8193.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll see a few more clouds by late this afternoon with a chance of showers and thunderstorms here this evening. Our high today, 63. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Game 5, the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA Playoffs. The Milwaukee Bucks at home tonight with their backs to the wall, down 3-1 to the Pacers. Doc Rivers.
Here's the deal. We have 2 games left at home. They have 1 game left at home, right? That's how you can look at it. And so the first thing is we have to win the first game at home. And then we can talk about the rest after that.
Baseball, the Brewers down 1-0. Bottom of the ninth, when Jack Bowers gets called for interference with the catcher, manager Pat Murphy, after getting ejected from the game.
They have to call it. It's backswing interference. You know, I'm not a rules expert, but the rule says that if on a swing on a third strike, the backswing interferes with the catcher catching the ball, then you can call backswing interference. That backswing happened after the ball was already past him. So, in my opinion, that's a bad call. They made a mistake, and they changed the game.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
And taking a look at some local sports results, Abbotsford hosted a track invitational yesterday. Shawamigan was running at that event yesterday. Some of the top finishers, Autumn Mikulski, she wins the 800-meter run, and also Autumn wins the 3,200-meter run. The relay team, the 4x100-meter relay team, they take fourth place. The 4x400 and the 4x200 also taking fourth place. Second for the 4x8 relay team for the Shawamigan track squad. Other top finishers included Jared Heckendorf in the 400-meter dash as he finished in first place. He also took second in the 800-meter run for the boys. Robert Schinnebeck winning the 110-meter hurdles, and he also took second in the 300-meter hurdles yesterday. And all that happening down in Abbotsford. First place for A.J. Morgan, by the way, in the discus, and he took second place in the shot. Complete results of that meet, 98qcountry.com. You can go into that sports tab for complete details on the invite yesterday that happened in Abbotsford.
They make my work day go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work. All day at work.
98Q Country.
Said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rain before the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. It might be gravel, but it feels like.
V8QCountry.com.
She was planning a welcome home barbecue, green bean casserole, grandma's recipe. There was a knock on the door around 2 o'clock, two uniforms and her heart stopped, yellow ribbon round an oak tree, blowing in the breeze. Hey, here's to the ones we've been making back home, the ones we ain't seen in so long.
Six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's
made a Chevrolet.
It's only Tuesday, but today should be the best day of the week weather-wise, with temperatures rising to 61 today. 38 is our wake-up temp. The winds will be calm today. Tomorrow, kind of like today, but windier tomorrow, with wind gusts 15 to 30 for tomorrow. Today should be pretty calm. Some more rain back on Thursday, Friday. Might even linger a little bit into Saturday. Temperatures should remain rather mild, though, and the overnight lows probably staying above freezing for most of us. Some of you low outlying people. So I know what you're thinking. Well, that morning guy said that it's not going to freeze anymore. If you want to put a seed in the ground, that's up to you. I mean, that's up to you. My wife was kind of almost harassing me a bit yesterday. She's like, "Well, when are you going to plant those We put some zinnias and some other stuff. And when are you going to do that? And I'm just like, it's only April. It's not even May yet. Well, she said, we can't wait till Memorial Day. I said, well, that's what they tell you to do. So we'll be putting stuff in the ground next week, probably. You know, if you haven't ever done it before, I mean, if you got new ground, then you just go early and see what happens, right? And for those of you who have been doing it for a while, you know when to, you know when. Temperatures should be all right. Not a hard freeze in the forecast here for the next couple of weeks anyway. All right, what do we got going on around the world? There's some interesting things going on here around the world. Did you hear about the Delta Airlines emergency slide, the inflatable emergency slide? It separated and fell off of a Delta airline plane after it took off last week in New York, and they found it now. They found it. That'd be a heck of a slippery slide, wouldn't it, in the backyard? Flight 520 from New York's JFK to L.A. had just taken off on Friday when the crew felt a strong vibration. The pilot turned around and returned to JFK as a precaution, and once on the ground, it was determined that the emergency slide had somehow separated from the plane and had fallen off. The Boeing 767 was taken out of service. Passengers were boarded onto a different plane. Yesterday, the New York City Parks Department announced that the slide was found at a beach in Queens. In an added twist, the beach was in front of a house which was owned by a lawyer whose firm just happens to be filing, to be suing Boeing over a safety issue. So the slide lands basically in the front yard of a lawyer who's already suing another airline company, Boeing. Like I say, that'd be a heck of a water slide probably too. I don't know. Campus protests are the story pretty much around the country, and they seem to be spreading. Protests at Columbia University. They smashed windows and they broke into an academic building on campus. That happened this morning. They barricaded themselves inside of that building. All right, the authorities are trying to get them to vacate the property. There's been vandalism issues and stuff going on. So you can delve into that however you want to on your time. And the police shooting over the last few hours also noted, as of late last night, an officer who was injured in the shooting in North Carolina has died from his injuries now. So four killed now in that Carolina shooting. Those are some of the stories that ABC will get us updated on throughout the morning here. Well, we're going to get on over to the folks at Sierra Pacific. If you're thinking about a career change, maybe looking for a job, they've got some options for you there. Flexible hours, maybe four 10-hour days with a possibility of Friday overtime, or maybe three 12-hour shifts on the weekend would work for you. Competitive pay, $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Sierra Pacific will help you. Well, you can work with them to help start seeing the world a little more clearly. Apply in person, Medford. Merrill, online, spi-ind.com/careers. Sierra Pacific is an equal opportunity employer welcoming applicants with disabilities and veterans. Well, they're still scoring runs. Hang on, let me just check the scoreboard here. Oh, wait a minute. I think Shawamigan and Ironwood may have just scored another run in softball last night. Had a good old-fashioned shootout last night. Shawamigan beat Ironwood 29-14 last night in softball. Maybe you were down there at the Park Falls softball complex. Lakeland beat Tomahawk yesterday 5-0. They ran some track yesterday down in Abbotsford. Shawamigan was there, and you can see the complete results of that meet 98qcountry.com. Under the sports tab, our website is still a bit under construction. It's getting there. We've got some archived audio from past things we've done right at the top of 98qcountry.com. You can click on podcast. And we got some some of our best of shows, some of our fun shopping shows, and chats with Mike Clemens and other interviews that we're putting on there for you to listen to on demand. We know you can't be here with us 24/7. You got stuff to do. So check out 98QCountry.com podcast every once in a while, and we pick out some of the stuff that we thought was better than normal, was pretty good, and we clip it out and we put it on there for you to just click and go on that. All right, so the Bucks, are they going to be eliminated tonight? Who's going to play, I guess, is the big question. Who's going to show up? Dame, Giannis, and Antetokounmpo. They need them all out there. They need them all out there because Indiana's a decent team. Indiana's a decent team. So we'll see if the Bucks, they're going to do one or two things. One or two things are going to happen here. The Bucks are going to say, you know what? Can you go? To Giannis and Nick, can you go? Is there any way you can go? We'll try to get through this. Or they'll flip it and they'll say, you know what? It's not worth your careers to, you know, to take a risk on, you know, an injury that will affect you the rest of your career. And maybe the Bucks will just shut it down and reboot and try to go at it again next year. It'll go probably one of those two ways. My question to you as a sports fan is, two questions. Is Doc Rivers going to be back next year? And do you want Doc Rivers back next year? I don't know. I would say yes to probably both of those. I think you, if they can, and it's not 100% sure Damian Lillard's going to be back next year. So it'd be interesting to see what they put around Giannis and what they do for next year. It just doesn't look like it's going to happen that this year. I mean, even if Dame and Giannis do somehow find the floor tonight, the amount of energy they're going to have to exert to win these final three games and just win the series probably won't set them up well for the for the next round. Brewers stumble last night. They'll go at it again today. We will bring you local sports today. So no Brewer coverage for us today. We're going to have our local ball game at 4:45. And then we'll follow that up with the Bucks. Our local ball game today will feature the Rib Lake baseball team at Phillips. Phillips will be hosting that game today. 4:45, and then the Bucks, 8 o'clock, our coverage tonight. Twice an hour news and sports. Let's do it right now.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations have escalated at some colleges and universities. Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, where police appeared to use tear gas to break up the demonstration. Meanwhile, at Columbia University in New York City, demonstrators barricaded themselves inside of a campus building. Israel and Hamas continue negotiations on a ceasefire that would free hostages, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah with or without a deal. Four law enforcement officers were killed. Members of a U.S. Marshals Service task force are trying to serve a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina.
When they approached that individual, they were met with gunfire. Officers returned gunfire and struck the victim, who was later pronounced deceased in the front yard of the residence.
Charlotte Police Chief Johnny Jennings, three members of the task force, and a Charlotte police officer were killed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Committee wants protesters farther away from the party's national convention in Milwaukee. A lawyer for the committee tells the Secret Service that Pere Marquette Park would be problematic. City leaders won't confirm that's where the designated protest area will be. Protest organizers want to be closer to the convention's perimeter. The U.S. Supreme Court will decide whether patients have access to emergency room abortions in states where abortion is banned. Doctors say most patients who land in the ER with pregnancy complications don't have access to routine OBGYN care.
I see first trimester pregnant patients every single day in my shift. I have caught ectopic pregnancies that have ruptured.
Dr. Polly Wiltz is an emergency medicine resident. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers lose to the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the bottom of the ninth. The Brewers' Jake Bowers at the plate, and a called three strike got past the catcher, but Bowers was called for interference, preventing the tying run from coming in. Milwaukee losing at home 1-0, thanks to a bad call by the umpire, says Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, you're frustrated. You know, really, you're frustrated. There's a lot to be frustrated about, but you can't let yourself do it for too long. It happened. We put ourselves in that position, but when that does happen, there's a lot of one-run games. When that does happen, you want them to get it right. And I believe 100% they got it wrong, according to what I just read in the room.
NBA, it's do or die for the Bucks, down 3-1 tonight against the Pacers here in Milwaukee for Game 5. So what's been hurting the Bucks?
You know, when you shoot better than the other team, but they take, 17 more shots than you, you're not going to win that game. It's hard to win that game, and yet we still could have.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Softball yesterday, Shawamigan at home beating Ironwood 29-14. Lakeland softball, they beat Tomahawk 5-0. Abbotsford hosted an invite yesterday. Shawamigan, Rib Lake, Prentice were all there. And we'll talk a little bit more about the results a little later this morning. But you can see all the results of that meet, 98QCountry.com, under the sports tab. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Donna, you have a call on line two. Donna, call on line two.
From the cubicle to the excavator and everywhere in between. Thanks for locking us in at work.
98Q Country.
Yeah, I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. When the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold bed. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth. And when the refrigerator stops full of them, tell me what's they born to do. I ain't even trying to fight. It's already been decided. The sky and the mountains are blue.
Half does.
online at 98qcountry.com.
Yeah.
sidewalk cracks.
Country at 7:49. Joel here. Ileana's here. Look at this. How are we doing, Ileana?
I'm all right.
She's a little under the weather yesterday.
Yeah.
Hopefully feeling a little better today. A little DayQuil induced today, right?
Yep.
All right, yeah. Get a little bit of that bug, that respiratory thing going around.
Going around.
So you got a little softball tonight. Who the Loggers playing tonight?
Rib Lake. Yep, softball and baseball at 4:45 at home.
At home. And then Thursday you get to go to Rib Lake. Okay. Had a call a little bit ago. Today is National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. And in honor of that, Catkins is going to be posting a lot of their dogs and cats they have available for adoption on their Facebook page today. So if you want to keep an eye on that today, they're going to be featuring all kinds of pets all day today.
Oh, I'll be looking at those all day then.
Yeah, National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day today. At my house this week, we are pet sitting for a friend's dog. It's always interesting when you already have a cat and a dog, and then you come and introduce somebody else's dog into your cat and dog's life. It's always very interesting. Disrupting the patterns of your pets, but our cat and dog have been very good, and the dog that we brought in actually is an energetic little fella, but he's doing good. So two cats and a dog, and they're all, my wife sits down on the couch and they're all right there, one over here, one over there, one up here. They're all just like smothering her. So, and I'm sitting in the other chair looking like I would take one, but they want to be over there. So we'll celebrate National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day today. Check out the Catkins Facebook page throughout the day today, as they'll be posting different pets on there. All right, we're going to get a nice day today. It's going to be a nice day for softball and baseball today.
Yeah, it's supposed to get better. A little gloomy right now, but I heard 60s by game time.
Yeah, very light winds. I think it'll be good. Thursday's game down in Rib Lake, maybe not so much. Shawamigan is going to be playing a doubleheader. Shawamigan was going to play Athens today at home and then go to Athens on Thursday. But because of the rain on Thursday, they've decided they're doing doubleheaders today in Park Falls. So Shawamigan Athens will play doubleheaders at the Park Falls Athletic Complex at 4:45 today. If you want to go down there, it'll be a late night of baseball and softball for the Screaming Eagles. And you were telling me that you only have, how many days do you have left?
18 school days left until graduation.
School. The countdown for the seniors. Do you have a countdown in the hallway?
Yeah, we take a picture every day.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's kind of sad, but it's exciting too, right?
Right, exactly.
Moving on to college, work, and all that stuff. Real life.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's fun time. Fun time for that transition from college or high school to college. Today is National Honesty Day also. So we're encouraged. Do we have to encourage people to tell the truth? I don't know. That's something. Is that now a class in high school? How to tell the truth.
Yeah, maybe some people need it.
Yeah, with online social postings and stuff like that, it's hard nowadays to figure out what the truth is, right?
Yeah.
Is that really true? See, when I was a kid, Celiana, the line that people use now, you look at a social media post and you say, is that true or not? I mean, when I was a youngster, that line was not even really... Unless it was like a weird uncle at a family reunion who was just telling an outlandish story about catching a fish.
Right.
Nowadays, I mean, it is. Everything you read online on Facebook or whatever, you read something and you go, oh, that's Oh, is that true?
A lot of people lie through the screens and stuff because it's just that easy to. So
and there's no repercussions for it. There's no punishment coming at them. The city of Park Falls continues to flush their water mains this week, so be mindful of that as some areas still could lose water or discolored water for a little bit. Pifefield going to be doing that on Saturday, starting at 7 o'clock. The Pifefield Sanitary District flushing the hydrants on Saturday. All right, we've got, again, a pretty nice day today. Tomorrow, pretty good, too. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, not so much. Probably some rain moving back into our area. 7:54, we'll get to all the birthdays at 8:30. Ileana's putting together a dazzling list of celebrity birthdays. So we will have the local ones also if you have somebody celebrating. 715-762-3221.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh. Yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza!
Jinx!
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. For those of you affected by the Jeld-Wen closing, the team at Pioneer Financial Consultants, Inc. would like to extend an invitation for you to join them at their upcoming workshops, all held at their Hawkins location, 625 Ellingson Avenue. This will be an opportunity preparing for your next chapter to make smart financial choices after a job loss. The team at Pioneer Financial Consultants designed this workshop to help you navigate through this unexpected event and provide you with education and information. There is no cost and no obligation. Spouses and or significant others are welcome to attend. Workshops are being offered Thursday, May 2nd at 1 p.m., Friday, May 3rd at 3 p.m., and Saturday, May 4th at 10 a.m. Light refreshments will be served. Due to limited seating, please call 715-748-3231 to reserve your seat. Pioneer Financial Consultants, here today to help you financially secure tomorrow. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll see a few more clouds by late this afternoon with a chance of showers and thunderstorms here this evening. Our high today, 63. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifefield to talk a little bit about maybe that big summer trip you got coming up. Getting that car ready to go, Pete. We got some good promotions to get that car ready, right?
Absolutely. You know, the winter weather didn't show up, but the road are still the same. So they put wear and tear on your car, but we got some great deals going on right now.
All right. So get that car in there, all kinds of promotions. And you got to get that oil change, a very affordable $39.95 oil change every day, right?
Absolutely. We're home with a $39.95 oil change. Plus, the promotion right now is you get 15% over $100 on your service ticket.
All right. 15% off anything over $100. And that oil change, Pete, comes with a complete inspection with that too. So if there is anything rattling or anything, you guys will check that out, right?
Correct.
All right, $39.95 oil change. Great promotions at Wheelway in Fifield. Get your car serviced, ready for the summertime. How can they do that, Pete? Give you a call down there?
Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Wheelway Highway 13, Fifield, just south of Park Falls.
Get ready to immerse yourself in the beauty of summer at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, Wisconsin. Step into our lush, temperature-controlled greenhouses bursting with vibrant plants, like the unique cassia popcorn plant. And yes, its leaves really smell like buttered popcorn. For over 600 hanging baskets ready for mom for Mother's Day, find proven winter's annuals plus perennial succulents with vegetables and herbs, bedding plants, and marigolds. Coming soon. Indulge in some delicious cedar crust ice cream and sit on a beautiful tangled butterfly terrace surrounded by beautiful flowers and a babbling brook. From Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream off of Highway 8 on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin, where nature's beauty meets sweet indulgence.
If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthy.